Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Y'all come on in. Welcome, all y'all, to my house, Rosie on the House. We're talking today, pretty much through all 3 hours of the show, about the season of transition that we're in. We started in the Outdoor Living Hour, 8 o'clock, talking about transitioning that lawn into our winter lawn. 9 o'clock hour, we talked about transitioning that heater from air conditioning to heater and what you need to do to prepare that. Today, we're going to talk, right now, this hour, we're going to be talking about other areas of transitioning, and we're going to bring in a guest later on in the hour to talk about preparing. We got a lot of questions today, this past week. Once that little cold front, boy, once it dropped below 70 degrees, everybody wanted to know, what do I got to do to get my fireplace ready? Yeah, we wouldn't want anybody to freeze to death in Maricopa County, that's for sure. So we're going to have Miss Becky Derendahl from Arizona Chimney Sweep visiting with us a little bit later about getting that fireplace, your fireplace, ready for the winter. And she did say, Rosie, we are as busy as we've been in a long, long time. This little cold snap kind of accelerated our Thanksgiving busyness has just been pushed back to Thanksgiving or Halloween busyness. So
that's a couple weeks early to be this cool.
It is. It is. Our first little snow dustings kind of hit, kind of nice.
You did get a top of the hour question. Whenever we mention a product, you know, people for months will, what was that he was talking about? When they go to use it, they can't remember what it was, but it was the glue, the CA glue.
Uh-huh.
And what is it and how, where do you find it and why is it different than super glue? What's the deal?
Well, I've actually been told that it is super glue.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to a woodworking supply store or an Ace or a True Value and go to the adhesive section, there'll be what I've seen is like a miniature container of Elmer's glue. It's that same shape of bottle with a long tapered delivery nipple on the top of it. And it's clear. And that's called CA glue. And I haven't found anything that it won't stick together. And I mean stick together in a way that it's literally stronger than whatever it is that broke. I took a 1x2 out to the cabinet shop and I cut a miter in it. And I put that glue on that miter and glued it back together and handed it to a big man like a linebacker. And I said, take that apart. And that glue had not been in contact with the wood for over 3 seconds. And you would think, well, it's not set up. I'm going to just be able to take this apart. He could not physically take it apart, even to the part of beating it on the table saw bench. So it's CA glue, and that might be super glue. That's fine. But when you buy it as CA glue, right next to it is going to be a little spray can of accelerant. And if you want something to set up really fast, and I'm talking about instant fast, you put this glue on one side, you put the accelerant on the other side, and you put it together, you will not be able to adjust it or slide it or get it to fit better. As soon as those two surfaces touch each other, that's the way it's going to be forever. So the CA glue by itself is like super glue. She'll set up pretty good in 15 to 30 seconds. But with this accelerant, and boy, when you're trying to put little bitty pieces of crown molding together around a bullnose drywall, and you've got it cut in 22.5 degree cuts, and you got, you know, four of them to put together. This little CA glue brings it all together, and then you can just put it up there and nail the whole formed radius with just one pin nail. Beep, and it's done.
Beep,
beep.
Hmm.
So very handy on crown molding, very handy on tricky baseboard applications. CA glue, very fast setting, like super glue. Or if you want an instant setting, you use the spray accelerant. And once they touch each other, you're done.
No clamps.
No.
You don't have to clamp it at
nothing.
All. Hmm.
Nothing. No aligning, no clamping. When it touch each other, boom, you're done. All right. So that was a question that came in over top of the hour, so we were able to handle that. We're taking your calls if you'd like to ring 1-888-767-4348. We're in a season of transition. One of the things I'd like to talk about is this is a good time of year to go out and take a look at your back patio surfaces, all right? Before we start dealing with any freezing temperatures, if you want to hose down, wash down, clean up your patio slabs, whether they be gray concrete or whether they be cool deck or whether they be concrete pavers, this is a great time of year to do it. You're not under that sweltering heat. But there's a couple things you ought to know. That's really not the place for a pressure washer. You don't necessarily want to pressure wash cement products. Pressure washing a gray concrete slab can actually remove that top fine layer of cement that the concrete layer worked really hard to bring to the top so he could trowel it smooth when he was laying the slab in the first place. And when he's taking his trowel over the top of that concrete and putting that finish smooth sheen to it, that's actually in many respects sealing the concrete. Now, it can open up with a crack or whatnot, but generally speaking, when you're smooth steel troweling that concrete slab, you're putting its own effective, decent sealer on it. Now, in the coal country, to prolong the life of the concrete, you'll want to seal that once it's fully cured. And that's kind of a puzzling term because concrete's still curing 30 years. It's hydrating after it's poured. But once you pour it, set it, wait at least 30 days, and if you've got irrigation system, sprinkler system up against the slab, you may have to clean off a little efflorescence, get that cleaned off, get it good and dry, and then apply a good water-based acrylic sealer to the concrete. And I would tell you to make sure you study the label and make sure it is UV resistant, because some sealers that are not UV resistant will turn to the ugliest shade of yellow that you could ever possibly imagine. And you don't want, I know that's not the look you're looking for. So make sure it's UV resistant. We would encourage you not to necessarily take a steel bristle brush and attack anything. If you've got to remove some stains from the concrete, use a concrete cleaner, as gentle as you can, as gentle as possible. They make some that are basically citric in nature, that are safe for your plants. Remember, whatever you're cleaning the concrete with is probably going to end up getting washed into your landscaping, so you want to make sure it doesn't wipe out everything that it bleeds onto. But sealing concrete isn't anything we typically do on the desert floor of Arizona. We have some clients that are familiar with it, that come from colder climates, and they want it done. And then it's probably a treatment that has to be done every couple years to keep it looking good. And you have to be careful because it can actually make the surface a bit slippery. So a lot of times what we'll do is we will broadcast silica sand into the sealer as it is still tacky and allow you to have just some amount of traction when that sealed concrete now gets wet. Okay? And then sealing pavers. I'll tell you, one of the things I love about pavers is if you can live with kind of the sunburned, dusty, rustic look of them, they're good for life. Install them and forget about them. But when you do end up going to a commercial application or to a particular residential application where they have cleaned the pavers and sealed them, it does add a significant touch of wow.
A lot of luster to that.
All that color that was in that paver originally just kind of bounces right back out. So you have all that pattern and all that play of color as opposed to just kind of that washed out look. So if you're insistent on maintaining that kind of look, then Belgard Paver actually recommends, you know, let's wait 30 days after they're down, wash off any little efflorescence that's there, and seal them. It'll keep them from inheriting any grease spots or date or fig droppings, stains, and keep it looking like new. So they actually recommend them.
Last time we did it, we went to Marvell, and they had some great products.
That's right.
That really helped bring out the luster. And we didn't use a straight power washer. They have these new ones, and they're electric, and they you'll see them. They have like a round hub, and so there's a spinny thing in there for the water instead of just the straight jet. So it keeps
and it's
it
not
from,
near the pressure
right,
of a pressure washer.
So it doesn't take the surface off or risk putting nicks in it or things like that.
And when you try and pressure wash pavers, a lot of times you'll leave streak marks where the mm-hmm. where it hit. So that circular floor model, it's a stand-up model you hold like a big floor buffer, turn the water on and just scrub away. That eliminates all those streaks. So there's a couple tips for this time of year to get out there and spruce up those outdoor patio surfaces.